USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he plans to reach out to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he appeared to have another freeze moment.
Mitch is a friend, as you know, not a joke. We always, you know, people don't believe that the case, but we have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend, and so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon. I don't know enough to know.
There are concerns about the 81-year-old Republican's health after he suddenly stopped speaking during a press event in Covington, Kentucky today. McConnell had a similar freeze moment during a news conference in the U.S. Capitol in July. Adalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem. Thousands of Floridians have no electricity, but DeSantis said power crews were already in place. He added that he's been hearing about people looting stores after the storm left the area.
We are not going to tolerate any looting in the aftermath of a natural disaster. You got a lot of proponents of the Second Amendment, and I've seen signs in different people's yards in the past after these disasters, and I would say it's probably here. You loot, we shoot.
The search is over for those lost in the devastating fire in Maui.
The historic town of Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui is now 100% searched for human remains, with the death toll at 115. The next step is removing hazardous materials and debris from the fire-ravaged town, which the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has already started doing. Once that is complete, survivors can return to their homes or what's left of their lots.
Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points to 34,890. The S&P 500 rose by 17 points to 45,15. The NASDAQ gained 75 points to 14,019. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The South Carolina Supreme Court says it will not reconsider a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat law. Last week, the High Court upheld a measure that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. On Tuesday, the state justices rejected a request by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers to reconsider the ruling. The last of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case is out of jail. Harrison Floyd posted a $100,000 bond Tuesday. He's accused of harassing an election worker after the 2020 election. David Blum, who once was given the nickname the Wall Street Whiz Kid, is accused of scamming people in Los Angeles County. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says Blum is a career criminal.
He's been preying on victims, vulnerable people, all of his life. And he came to L.A. to do the same thing here.
On Tuesday, the 59-year-old was charged with 9 felony counts of securities fraud and 9 counts of grand theft. Prosecutors say Blum scammed 9 L.A. County residents out of almost $250,000 total. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. is set to reopen today after receiving a bomb threat. The park that's home to over 2,000 animals had to be evacuated and shut down on Tuesday after it received a threat at about 10:40 a.m. No bomb was found. Dave Collins, USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.